The Gemara in Beya, Beis Amid Aleph, discusses, let's say someone who is a chola, someone who is sick, and they have to apply a certain type of ointment treatment to the eye. And he needs the Jew, obviously, to open his eye. He can't do it without the help of the patient, the Jew. So the Gemara says, it's not a problem, misayeya ein bo mamish. It's not significant. So what do we see from this Gemara? That if a non-Jew does something and you allow it to happen, you're not considered, it's not tantamount to like you doing the Maisa. However, there's like another Gemara in Makkos, the famous Gemara in Makkos, Chaf Amid Beis, where the Gemara talks about one who's sitting in the barber shop, and he has the barber cut off his parts of the hair, which isn't permitted, let's say the sideburns, he completely cuts them off. So he says he's Chaya Makkos. He just sat there, he did nothing. So the Gemara explains that by listening to the barber, by moving back, front, we're moving around, you're facilitating the aveir, because you're not allowed to cut the sideburns. So therefore, we see misayeya yeshbo mamash. There seems to be an apparent contradiction between the Gemara in Bay and the Gemara in Makkos. So the Ritva in Makkos, Chaf Amid Beis, tries to reconcile. He gives two possibilities. And we'll see with two big nafkaminas. With the big nafkamina. So what's one pshat? It depends on how much of Messiah you are. So if you just do what you normally do, so I open and close my eyes all the time, without the dentar performing the act. So the effort was doing something anyway, so the effort misayeya aimbo mamish. However, if I'm doing something more than I'll usually do, I'll move around, bend my head over, lean over. So that's what the Ritva says. It's more about how the nature of your movement. If it's normal movement, then aimbo mamish. If it's non-normative, then you're considered like you're aiding and abetting, and perhaps it's tantamount to doing the maisa yourself. Or the other pshat, that's one pshat. And the other explanation is that, no, the difference is in the case of the barber, the haircut's usser. So therefore, misayeya yeshbo mamish, if you're doing something which is usser, then you're helping. But in the case of the putting an anointment, putting medicine in your eye, it's only the application that's prohibited. It's not the actual opening and closing your eye, you know, isn't the problem. It's not the physical maisa that's the problem. So by the barber, the haircut, that's usser. So therefore, if you're misayeh in a case which is usser, so therefore, it's considered misayeh yeshbo mamish. But in the case of the eye, you're just facilitating an action that's not inherently prohibited. It's just a result over there. So two different ways to reconcile. The first one is that it depends how much of misayeya you're doing. It has to do more on what you do, a normal act versus non-normative. According to pshat number two, it has to do with the nature of the yisur. So this machokis, this 2 days in the Ritva could be, is a famous machokis, the shach and the taz. Whether a woman shows up in the mikvah Friday night and she didn't cut her nails yet. The minhag is to cut the nails. So are you allowed to ask a guy to cut the nails? So the Taz says, no, it's usher. So perhaps he's learning like the first pshat that you're not, that's not a normal act. You don't usually stick your hands out and let them be cut. I guess it's like the haircut, you're moving your head around as opposed to closing your eyes. So he says, that's what he assumes, it's like non-normative, and therefore, that's why it's an issur d'oraisa to, it's like you yourself, it's tantamount to you yourself cutting your nails, which is itself a machokas. We've shown whether cutting nails is a d'oraisa d'rabbanan, whether it's a malacha, she'inat shvichu gubanan. The shach seems to follow the other pshat of the Ritva, that since there is no issur d'oraisa to cut one's nails, it's a malacha she'inat shvichu gufa, so therefore, this is shvus the makam mitzvah. That's this issue about mesayeh emo mamash eishpo mamash, that's where it comes up. A fundamental machokas, it comes out of machokas with Dina between the shach and the taz. Going to the taz, apparently just go to the mikvah, because we're assuming that long nails without a chatzitza. So therefore, without third teril and mikra, it's mutter, it's just a minik, so pashas the taz would say to go to the mikvah. And the shach, and he says, you can't have a guy do it, you have no option, because you're being misayeya. But the shach holds that it's being misayeya, it's not considered misayeya, it's not like the barber case, and the effort to shush to baka mitzvah, you should try to go to the mikvah without the long nails. But if you assume that it's just a minhag to cut the long nails and my ikar in its mutter, so then the shach said chak, then perhaps, you know, one could follow the shita of the taz, that as long as it's not a real chatzitza, it's just a minig, so then you can't cut your nails, so then perhaps one could go to the mikvah with those, like the taz says, she could do the tefillah, even with the long nails, which are clean.